Shem Hashem Nasa Vesech. We're holding down the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Sechem Makos, Chaf Amud Aleph, 28. So the Mishnah starts, it says, HaKareach Karcha Bereisha. What happens to someone, they make a bald spot in their head. Now why are they making a bald spot? They're making a bald spot because they're in grief over a dead person. And so that is the Issa Deraisa. So really our Mishnah is continuing to list off cases that are Chayav Malkus. Our Mishnah is continuing to say more cases of Chayav Malkus. Now, what's the Chiddush of the first case? HaKareach Karcha Bereisha. So really we'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush of the first case is. Right, remember Rashi in the beginning of the parak said that really there are many cases that are Chayav Malkus. Every law in the Torah, you're Chayav Malkus. But we're mentioning all the ones that there's a chiddush. There's a chiddush in that. So what's the chiddush in that Kareach Karcha? So we'll see. The Gemara is going to bring a case why there's a chiddush in a Kareach Karcha. So that's the first case, Kareach Karcha. V'hamakif pa'as resha. Also someone who rounds out the corners of their head. V'hamashris pa'as lekana. And someone who destroys the corner of their beard. All these cases are going to get, we're going to say in the end, they're going to get Malkus. V'hasarit srita achas alames. And one who scratches out, one scratching on a dead person, in grief on a dead person, says, oh, I'm upset. He makes a scratch at himself, and it makes a wound. Chayiv, they're also Yechayiv. Sarat srita al chamisha mesim. Let's say you scratch. One scratching on five mesim, the Bach takes that word achas. The sarat srita al chamisha mesim, one who scratches one scratch on five dead people. A chamish sritas al mesachot, or let's say he scratches out five scratchings on one person. Al mesachot, chayiv al kol achas va'achas. He's chayiv on each and every scratching. Right? So even though it was one person, but you did five scratches. Chayiv five times. Right?
Also
chayiv
for each mace, also.
Also each mace, that's what it says. It says both ways. What does the Mishnah say? It says, Sarat Srita Achas al Chamisha Mason. You did one scratching, you heard five people died, you say, oh my, the guy scratched himself, makes a wound. Or, Chamish Sritas, or five scratching, al Mesechot, on one mace. The Mishnah says both ways. Either way, Chayiv al kol achas va'achas, you're chayiv on each and every one. Chayiv malchus on each and every scratch they made a wound.
Well, it's in the mouth. Not each and every scratching, because on one of them you're chayiv on all five dead people. You made one scratch, you're chayiv five times for five dead people.
Right. In the first case, it's really each for each person, or for each scratch.
Person, yeah.
Right, or for each scratch, very good. So let's see the rebut. On the Mishnah, it's the second wide line. The second wide line in the Rivat. HaKareach Karcha Bereisha. Why is he making a bald spot? Aramis, he's doing it on a dead body. Someone died, he's upset, in grief, he bald himself. V'hamakif pa'as resha, or one who rounds out the corners of their head. Now, what does the Bach say? The Bach, that goes to Bach by the Dalit. If you look by the Dalit, on the Dalit, I'm sorry, you can remember the Gosta Bach. That's the Dalit in the parentheses. Me, it says Zira Masal VaHamakef Paas Rasha Mishum Nun Beis Me Nira BeEinai. Sees in my eyes. Kolei, my meaning to say, Rashi's meaning to coming to teach us. Les Be Davar Chadash. There is no new chiddush about the malchus of the case of one who rounds out the sides of their head. It says Ayin LaEl. Look early, but Pirush Rashi. Reish Pekin Rashi. Explanation of the beginning of the parak. What did Rashi tell us in the beginning of the parak? That every case that we brought down of Malkus has a chiddush to it. So comes Rashi and Rivan and says, in this case, the case itself has no real chiddush. Not such a chiddush in the fact that you get Malkus in this case. So what is the chiddush? What does the Rivan continue? The second line, Mishum, because the boyle meimar. We want to say, Hai ninu, which are they paasei resha, the corners of her head. Nukle, that's where we took it on. So why are we mentioning the case of rounding out the corners of your head and that you'll get Malkus? What's the Chiddush? Saying the Chiddush is more in where exactly the spots are. That's what we want the Chiddush. That's what we're coming to teach you. The Mishnah wants to tell us exactly where are these points that we're going to speak about that you're chayiv for shaving them. That's what the Bach will explain to us. That's what this Rav, that's what this Rivan is coming to teach us. Fine. Let's see now the third way, the third line of the Rivan. Saret. Oysa chabura ba'atzmai mishum tzar mesa. He made a chabura on himself because, again, also a srita, also a scratch. He made himself as wounded himself because of the pain, because someone died. So there also we said you get malchus. And here we said a chish. Hasarit srita achas ala meis chai. If you scratch one scratching on a meis, you're chai. You're chai malchus. So Rivan says, hacha over here, lav dafka, not specifically nakat sricha achas, that we say one scratching. Right? In the first line, we said if you do one scratch, you're chai. I mean, it's not necessarily only if we do one scratch. Elamishum de ba'i lefluke. Rather, because we want to differentiate lakameh further on in the Mishnah, bein srita achas l'shtei sritas. We say between if you do one scratch, you do two scratches, right? If you do one scratch, you chayv once; two scratches, you chayv twice. Nakat le'nami hacha. We also said over here the word one. Uchametum, and it seems to me the loga seemingly shouldn't be gers. Say, don't get confused that the first time the Mishnah says asarit srita achas ala meisir chayv. You do one scratching, right? So you think maybe it's coming to teach me a chiddush, maybe not. It's not teaching me anything. It's just because later in the Mishnah, we had differentiated between one scratch and five scratches. Therefore, now already we're just telling you, we did one scratch. And what was the next thing we said in the Mishnah? Which is the chiddush, why our Mishnah brought down this whole thing with the scratching. Srita achas al hei mesim. Right, so Uchum and Duma, the Rivan was saying, and it seems to me, the loigar sinala, we shouldn't make the girsa all together. Which means, we should just read the Mishnah, hasaret srita al hameis. Without the word achas, take out the word achas. I mean, the second line of the Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, hasaret srita achas al hameis chai. Right? So he says, take out the word achas. I read it. Hasaret srita alameis chayiv. That's what I mean. It just in English, you would say if you scratch a scratching on a mace, you're chayiv. You have to say if you scratch one scratch on a mace, you're chayiv. Unless you're trying to teach me something. The Rivan is saying here, we're not trying to teach you anything special halachas. And since the end of the Mishnah spoke, we started differentiating between numbers. Now also, we're just giving a number. That's good. Let's see the. Next, Rivan. Srita achas al hei meisin. One scratch on five dead people. Or srita achas al meis echa. Srita achas al hei meisin. One scratch on five meisin. By hei sritas, or five scratches al meis echa, on one meis. So he said, how do we know the halacha? What's the source for this halacha? How do we know every scratch is another chiyuv? Okay, maybe. You did a bunch of scratch for one mace. It's one chiyuv, right? Well, how do we know you get it's five different malchus? So the Rivan said the Gemara in Marvila, we're going to teach us that you include every chayiv. I'll call achas for achas. You're chayiv on each and every scratching or each and every dead body.
They get hit us the other way. Five dead people, one scratching. You get five malchus.
Right, it's true. To us, though, we see a bigger chiddush. So we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain where with these things are included. Fine, let's go back up to the Mishnah. Well, the third line of the Mishnah, until the end of the line. Ala Reish. Right, if someone rounds out their head, Stein. It's possible to get two malchus. Achas mikan. The achas mikan. One from over here and one from over here. Let's see this Rivan. What's this talking about? We have five wide lines down. Chayim ala resh. You're chayim on your head. So what's this referring to? So first the injury in the Rivan is like here's the chayim ala resh. Which are here's just the ala resh. Rivan says you're chayim on the head. Ala kapas ala resh. On. Rounding out the head. Chayim shtei malchus. You're chayim two malchus. Why? There are two corners to the head. Shaharesh kishtei chatichos, because the head is like two pieces. Makam haseyar, the place where the hair grows, chaticha achas is one piece. Umakam hapanim ba'azakin, and the face and the beard, chaticha achas, is another piece. They say basically, imagine that your head is made up of two pieces. One is till here, which we explained to Tilshi, right? The top of your head until here. Then the rest is the bottom. That's going to be the next part. So it's two parts. Which means, where's the corner? The corner is going to be at the end of these two pieces. Mm-hmm. Where these two pieces connect, which we'll explain soon, that's the corner of your head. That's why is it a corner? Because the corner of the connection of two different pieces. So it's the corner.
So it's right above the jawbone.
Right.
So you're separating the jaw from the head.
Right, exactly. That's basically what comes out, like he's going to explain now. That's what he's saying. The two parts of the head are attached to each other. Bitzad oizen, on the side of the ear, milafanov, in front of it. Makos shalizah, what they say in las, in the old French, they say tinfalos, they say it's where it gets a little bit soft. Which means on top of the bone where it's hard, right on top where it becomes soft, see that that's what he's saying, right above, that's going to be considered the corner. So it's a little softer because right above the jawbone over there is going to be soft. The sham over there, nikrapeya, that's called the corner. Shasham over there is saif harash, is the end of the head. Makam, the place chibur, which is attaching haprakam, the parts, the place where it attaches the two parts, that's called the corner. Vinimtsa, so it's found, it comes out. Shiyesh l'shtei peyos, every person has two peyos. You're going to have two of them. Tidamikan, one on this side. It's Tidamikan, one on this side. Each side, you'll have one pair. Side, that's like Tad.
Oh, really?
Tad. So Tidamikan, one, which means on this side, and on that side.
So, the question of a stipulation for when you're Chayav Malchus is that you have to be doing over all these things when you're mourning for a mace. What happens if you just do it out of not mourning? You just stop doing it. You're also Chayav?
And so, over here, our Mishnah spoke with two different scenarios. The first thing we said is two cases, the first and the third case were on a mace. Hakareach karcha, right, the case of balding out. And the case of Sarit Shrita, which is right, the first line, the second line.
Does it also apply to
the peyus? No, Makbazer is always allowed.
Also for the beard, does it apply?
Yeah, the beard and the peyus is always. That's not regarding a mace. The Shiva, the first case of Hakareach karcha, balding, and Sarit Shrita, that's referring to a mace. And scratching a scratch, that's on a mace. Fine, so let's continue in the Rivan of here. So we said the Chayiv Alei in Shtayim. You're Chayiv twice. Afilu Natlon Bas Achas B'Shtei Yadav. Even, comes Rivan and tells the Chiddush, which we didn't see in the Mishnah. Said, even if you did both of them at one time with two different hands, you shaved both of your pace. You took two razors twice at the same time, you're still Chayiv twice, even if you did it at one time. Iva af al gav, and even though the chad hasra'a kamasrali, al tak, even though they only warned him one time, said don't round at the corners. They gave him one warning. So really, usually, for every malchus, you need a warning for each malchus. He's saying, the zil hachapeya ika, zil hachapeya ika. It seems like he's saying it goes on. He's saying it's going on this pay, it's going on that pay. What's the difference to your pays? If I give you one warning, then this one warning could go on both of them. He said zil means go. So it's like azal that goes to zil hachapeya ika. If you go over here, there is a pay. Zil hachapeya ika over here. Also, you're doing, the guy gave you one warning, but it's really you're doing twice the same thing.
Two actions.
So therefore, even though there's one warning, you transgress his warning twice. And where does Rivan say, where do I get this from? Where do I get this? I mean, the Mishnah didn't say, the Rivan's already telling us, if you do two at once, then you chayiv twice. Where do I get this from? He said, because I'm a lakaman, gabi karcha. Like it says further on, regarding balding, the gabi shritam, by scratching on a dead body, on a dead person. To my sinan, because we include over there, the chayiv al kol karcha al karcha. We're going to see on the next page, that you're chayiv over there on every balding, val kol sarat to sarat, on every scratching. But it's a little bit different. But maybe over there the Gemara brought a pasuk. How's Rivan learning on his own that over here also you get. He says that Uni, he granted the Hachalait Zarech last week. I don't need a pasuk here to teach it to me. The Mistama, because it's Kihiri the Amrinon, just like we say, L'chaiv al kol staret v'saret. Just like the Gemara over there, on the next page is going to say, you're chayv on every scratching. Kihiri the Amrinon, just like we say, v'saret, the Gemara makes a drasha. It's not a drasha, it's just understanding of the pasuk. It's over there, and you make a scratching, and it teaches me L'chaiv al kol staret v'saret, to teach me you're chayv on every single scratching. Hachanami, here also, Amrina, we say pa'as, when it says over here pa'as, it means l'chayev, I'll call pay of a payah, to tell you chayev on each and every corner. Duh, why? Lame stuur the crush, aminalei, kuliai. It wasn't so much that we were understanding it from the extra word in the pasuk. Over there was more like a definition. We were understanding the definition. That means that you, every single scratch is its own law. So here also, you know, I can, even though the Gemara didn't say it, we could assume here also each and every payah is its own lot, even if you do them both at once. So you'll get two malchus if you do them, even if you only get one warning. He says, Kashrut. He's saying this, right, the same way the Gemara basically understood it over there. That was where, like, it was the Sfar, that was done, like, understanding the definition of the psukim, right? It was like a drasha. So here also, you can understand the definition is that on every single pay you get one, right? Just like it says pa'as, like there's a viseret, you understood it meant every single scratches, right? Here also, when it says pa'as also, even if the person gave you one warning, you can understand you get two. You're gonna get two mark. He says kol shekein nichayv on every pay. Now it's a little complicated. What happens further on in this Rivan exactly? It's like he's saying it's not so much from a drasha. That's what he's saying. Right again.
The end of that we just had kosukin, vertical kosukin, kuliyai.
I think he says the hakas by the pa'as ha'roish. Also, lami sur the crush mila kuliyai. I'm not hearing all of this from the extra pasuk. It's not so much because I have an extra pasuk of pa'as over here also. I say it's not an extra pasuk over here. Just like over there, it wasn't an extra pasuk. It was just understanding of the word. See, here also, I'm not understanding all of this from the extra word. It's just because that's where I understand the definition. That's where I understand what he's saying. I have a derp shot. Anyways, derp shot, maybe. Now, further on, it says the gimkum, which means the magia, it's interesting. The Rivan didn't write the gimkum. Gimkum means like it's like a stutter. It's like a little bit of confusion would happen in this Rivan. So it's the Makia, the one who was like proofreading and like rewriting the Rivan, realized that this doesn't flow. The following part of the Rivan does not flow what we were talking about. So they add or they say the Rashas has a kira, say Yesh Kan Gimgum. There's a Gimgum where basically there's a confusion. But it's not so much a flow of what we were just talking about. So what did they say? Kadamri la kaman, right? It's not really connected to what we're talking about, like we say later on, the Gemara later on. The Sachinu Lachamish Etzpe'e Nasa. Let's say somebody, they anointed five fingers with this sam, with this poison that removes their hair. Right? The Ava Gabdala Khada Hasra'a, the Khavina Le Khamish. Even though over there, there's only one Hasra'a, there also, we say you're going to be Chayiv five. So basically, he really means to differentiate. He's not bringing a proof. Over there, the Gemara didn't need a pasuk to tell me you chayev all five times. Over here, the Rivan was saying that one warning, you get chayev twice. I don't need a pasuk. But over there, we did need a pasuk. Over there, in the Gemara, on the base, where the person took off hairs for five fingers, he put five fingers into this sam, into this like poison that took it off, this cream, this shaving cream, whatever it was that took off there. Over there, we say you are chayev. So over there, the difference is over there, it doesn't look like five different actions. It looks like all your fingers look together. So it looks like you're doing one big action. So maybe you should get one malchus. Over there, we need the Gemara to teach me. Over there, it's five malchus. But in our case, we see clearly it's two different payas. So over there, you get one asura. It's simple to us. You'll get two different malchus. Over there, you need a chiddush because it looks like it was one big action. That's to explain this Rivan. But let's continue the Mishnah now. Okay. So that was all referring to the sides of the sides of the head. Ala Zakenstein. Let's see the Mishnah further. On the beard, you also shtayim mikan v'shtayim mikan va'achas malamata. On the beard, there are going to be five spots. There are five spots on the beard where you can't shave. Originally, we were talking about the pa'as harosh, right? There's two things. There's pa'as harosh, the corners of the head. Then there's pa'as hazak in the corners of the beard. So on the corners, we said it's over here and over here. That's the pa'as harosh. Now, where is the pa'as hazak? So we said there's five spots. So the Mishnah doesn't really say where they are. The Mishnah says two from here, and two from here, and one on the bottom. Which sounds like obviously there's going to be one over here. There's going to be two obviously somewhere over here, like on the cheekbone, somewhere the way down, and one in the middle, it seems like. That's what it seems like. So the big machlok is Rishayim, if you know exactly where these five spots are. There's Rashi and Chanan and Rivan. Let's try to see the Rivan's pshat over here, where exactly these five spots are. Let's see, Shtayim Mikan. Chamesh Peyes, there are five corners, Yishlala Azakan, there are five corners on the beard. Echad Lamata Min Ha'Ezen. There is one lower than the ear, under the ear, right? But where exactly is this? Makam, the place shahal lechi hatachton, that the outer, the lechi is like the cheekbone or the jawbone, yaitzu misparacham, goes out and gets wider. So what happens? It goes like this, and then all of a sudden it goes down, right? The cheekbone goes down till here, and then it goes in. So he's saying this corner. This corner over here is going to be the corner that we're speaking about now. This is called the corner.
So that's the bottom of the jawbone.
And he says when it comes down right before it turns. Yeah, I guess so. Whatever this is called. Right in the corners over here. No, he's not saying it's a deraisa. We're trying to find out where the spot. It's a big one because we shine. So it's not worth it to shave with the razor any of these places. You don't shave all the spots because there's a big machlokes in the Rishayim. You don't want to get it. It's a deraisa. But according to Rivan, it's fine. We'll see. I mean, there's some shoes over here. There's a machlokes in the Rishayim. So he's on right here. Yeah. So over here. So basically.
But the cheek is over here.
He says when
the angle of the jawbone.
Right. So I don't. You call it the jawbone. He's saying when the cheekbone goes down. He says before it goes out. He's calling this the cheekbone. He says before it goes out. In English, we call it a new name. What do you call it? The jawbone. So basically, says when it comes down. He says under the ears. Before it goes out, right, starts going out and like it gets wider.
That's the left. This is really the left over here.
Left. So at the bottom of it here, before it goes down, this is the corner is going to be. The spot that he say that's one spot. So that's so let's see again. Shtaimikan. Chamesh peyos yesh lazaken. There are five spot corners to the beard. Echad l'mata min ha'ezen. One is going to be under the ear. Makom the place shel lechi hatachton. Oh, so he calls the lechi hatachton. That's what he calls it. He calls it the lechi and the lechi hatachton. I'll call it like the lechi and the lechi. Lechi hatachton. The lower one, the lower lechi. He's calling it like a higher lechi and the lower lechi. Yaitze, it goes out. Misparisham and it separates over there. So nikra peya, that's called peya. Bechudai, like in the sharp part, right? The shalechi, sheboilot, like it boilot means like a bolt out, it jots out, lachot, outside. Sheshal maschil sazak, and from there, the beard starts. So it seems like this is his first, like basically where the beard is starting over here, this corner is where he's saying the first spot. Second. So let's continue the so I have a picture over here. I think Gedali was in the picture. Gedali, you see? Gedali. You have his picture? Second. Fine. So let's continue in Rashi. Because says the chol mashal amayla atatzida, whatever goes higher than this bone and higher, bechlal peyos hareshi, this is considered. This is part of the peyos haresh. Yeah.
So
it seems like
from here.
Good.
Correct. The
according to Rivan, you wouldn't be able to see it from here, from this corner until here. Yeah.
Is say that also. The temple.
You could probably, over here they say it means the side. It could be a word for the temple. It could be, you could translate it as the temple. I'm not sure if it's a... Right, it could be. It could be. I don't know for sure exactly what it means, but it could be that it means it's... Over here they say the side.
Because if you use it for the temple, then from here to here, that's the Pei HaRosh. And from here, this would be like a point.
Right, until...
You'll hear this is another point.
Correct.
That's how I was...
Right. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, sounds good.
I thought Rashi was saying that from the point where...
That's the Pasa Rush.
That's the Pei
HaRosh. That's the Pasa Rush.
And he's saying that this is one part of the Pei HaRosh. There's a Ken. That's the Pei HaRosh.
Right.
But look what he says inside. He says v'chol mashal amayla. But he adds afterwards. He says it. So v'chol mashal amayla adatido, and whatever goes higher than this point and higher, v'chol pa'asarish. It's all part of pa'asarish. He says it. He adds in. It's not just that spot. It says this whole area. Right. He says not just that spot. Thank you. He brings out that it's the whole area. That's what he says over here. There isn't just sheet like that. It goes. It's the whole way. It's not just from here till here. It's the whole way down. That's he's considered calling that a side. Oh, so now where's the next one? Ushtei Ashribailos means the two ends of the beard. That's the same way Ashribailos means the ends of the beard. Which he's saying over here, it sounds like. Right, he's saying it over here. Until. So we'll see soon what it means. Call echad mehan, both of them, each one of them, l'sayf ha'lechi, until the end of the lechi, which he's calling until, basically until the chin. Let's see, until here. Nikra peya, that's called a peya. Va'achal l'mata, one's going to be in the middle, se'er shebein ha'shebeilus, ve'emtza asan shalos demata. And then it's going to be one in the middle. One right in the middle of the, one right in the middle of the chin.
So basically breaking it up into two pieces, one,
so what are the five?
He's saying one. This is one, right, one and one on this side, right? One.
Okay.
Now it seems like he's saying there's one a little lower down. That's what they show in this picture. And then one in the middle. One over here.
Yeah, okay, but how do you get there from the wording that the one that's a little lower down?
That's a good question. I don't know how you see in the wording. I'm just looking at the picture here. He says. Second. I didn't really understand what he meant by Shtei Ashribailos means the Pshat is that it means the way by the beard. I don't know exactly how to translate Shtei Ashribailos over here. That's in the picture showing the Ashribailos, that's this spot. So there's the two Ashribailos all the way, almost on the way down, and then I don't know exactly how it means that in the Rivan. They have a picture over here. Over here also, we have a Gedalia's picture over here also. That is at least according to the Rivan, these are the five spots. And I don't know exactly how to see in the Rivan. That's how they translate over here. That's what the Rivan means. I don't know exactly how they see in the words. But anyways, the big machlokes we're shining, like we said, so it's not worth it just to say, I won't shave in these spots. Won't shave with the razor these spots. The big machlokes we're sharing, Chanan has different spots, and the Rashi is different. In different sefer Rashi, Rashi and Shavuos has different spots. This is at least according to the Rivan.
So
the fifth one straight.
But means it's not just a point; it's a space.
Yeah.
From the two parts of the pyramid.
Yeah. In the middle, right in the middle. Seems like he's saying it's right in the middle. It says right. She says Shetmint right in the. He says Be'er Shvel is Be'emtza Asanta, right in the middle of the chin. It's right in the middle, that's the place. It's right in the middle, that's the fifth spot.
What do you mean, how do you shave that? What is that actual spot? Is it just a single point, or is it like, what's the, from where to where?
It seems like it's a point. They show the picture, it seems like it's a point. I don't know if it's mamish, like a distance. It's interesting, because in one spot he said over here, it's the distance, right? He said it's from here to here.
So if you shave a goatee, you're only chayav four.
According to the Rivan, it could be. Could be. Yes, let's see the Mishnah further. Let's see the Mishnah. What does Rebbe Yezer say? Im nitlan kulant ka'achas, we take all of them at one time. The person who takes one razor, takes a razor, goes all of them, goes all around his head. Goes all around. If you take them all like one, eina chayiv ela achas. You only chayiv one time. That's first of all. Also, ve'eina chayiv ashi yisladu with sa'ar. You only chayiv until you take it with the sa'ar. Now, what's a sa'ar?
This is a different translation.
That's a which translation, right? Which translation stars a razor? What do they say over here?
Plain.
What?
That's what it says in English.
Yeah, but that's something else. Right. So we're saying, which we'll see in a way, it has to be a scenario where you're actually destroying the here in the roots. You're going all the way down to the roots and you're destroying. It doesn't mean you're not going to shave altogether, at least according to that halacha. But it's not saying you're not going to shave altogether. It means you're not going to shave down enough that you're going to go down to the roots, usually with the razor. Though. So that's the first thing to say. First of all, even it's like a look after the echai. You only chayv until you take the razor. Rabbi Yezer Omer is now splitting up again. Rabbi Yezer says, "Afilo look to b'malaket ibra hitni." So again, first it wasn't Rabbi Yezer talking. First Rabbi Yezer says one statement. Rabbi Yezer says, "Afilo." First Rabbi Yezer says, "Ein chayv ala achas." That's for one chiddush Rabbi Yezer. Good, which means he's saying even if you did it in one shot, you chayv one time, even if you went over all five spots. Comes the Tanakhama again and says, by the way, in a chayef achiyatlan b'sar, you only chayef until you take it with a razor. Cut Rabbi Eliezer again and is more strict. He's more stringent again. And he says, no, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu liktaip b'malaket ibrahitni chayef. Even if you take it with tweezers, what do they say in English?
Plane.
That's
tweezers.
That's tweezers.
What? There's two things. The malaket and there's rahitni. What's the two things?
There's two things.
What does it say? What's the two things? It has to be two different things.
The Ta'ar was a razor.
No, the end of the Mishnah. But the other says.
It says planes or razor in the Oscar.
Plane or razor. Then you're going to be. That's interesting because what's the machlekas? I mean, what was he saying originally? What's he saying now, according to them? I mean, according to their pshat, Malakad is going to be a tweezers.
Well, what they're talking about is smoothing down wood. Using the plane.
And usually that's what you use. That's what you do with it. Saying even if you shave your beard with these things, then you're gonna be chai. Fine, we'll stop it today. Now we're gonna go to Lash Shmiras Halasha now. Rabbi, we'll continue. Rabbi, we're still in the middle of the shir. We'll continue the chatz time. Chana, we'll continue. So let's see over here. Oh, so we're holding in the Shmiras Halashon. Fine, so let's continue in the Shmiras Halashon here. Right, what were we talking about in the Shmiras Halashon? We're talking about over here. The Yitzhahara is something that tells the person, what are you speaking Lashon Hara? Why are you going to try to not speak Lashon Hara? It's not going to work for you. After 2 days, you're going to start speaking Lashon Hara again. So why should he even try? He says that it's really a lie. Really, the Yitzhahara is lying to you. Really, the Yitzhahara tells you you're going to work on it for 1 day. You're going to stop anyway, so why should you even try? Really, the Chavetz Chaim says it's really a sheker. Because if a person looks at any area in life, you really be working on it for 1 day. It could be you stumble, you work on it for a few days. As you work on things, you become better and better at them. You don't keep on stumbling. The more a person gets used to being careful what they say, right? All of a sudden, a person will start realizing, catching, well, oh, I didn't say things, this is not proper, that's not proper. So therefore, it's also not true, the Yitzhahara. Just that you're not going to be able to speak, you're not going to be able to hold yourself back. We're on page Zion. We're in the middle of Ches Tishrei. I don't know where you are. Page Zion. Vafilu, yeah, this paragraph almost at the bottom of Vafilu. Yeah? Then even if a person, after a while, realizes he can't control himself for whatever reason to stop speaking Lashon Hara, right? So the Yitzhahara keeps overcoming. He says, don't give up, don't be miayish. Lo yitayish, don't give up, he says. But a person should strengthen himself more. And he should be the winner. And eventually he'll win. Like Chazal say in Gemara and Brachas, La'olam yargas adam yitzhahara. A person should always try to fight their Yitzhahara, try to overcome their Yitzhahara. So what does it mean you should fight with him? You should fight a war with him and keep trying to overcome him. Oh, he said a good thing to know. He says, one time they asked a certain rabbi, he says, sometimes a person, I daven, and I daven with so much concentration. And it comes to the end of daven, I'm not so in the mood of, maybe I should just give up the whole daven, just finish it already. Because most of the time I didn't have kavanah anyways. Right, so how should I get myself to get back into it? That's the S. So he said, what's a mashal to? To a child that went to the shuk. But the salga, the one child that went to the shuk to sell stuff. They went to the marketplace, they're selling things in the marketplace. Right? Someone came, started stealing from this kid all this stuff. He's a little kid. Might as well steal all their stuff, all their stuff. So she didn't know what to do. This little girl didn't know what to do. She's standing in the market. They're stealing all my stuff. I don't know what to do. So someone standing there told this little girl, what are you waiting for? What, you waiting till they steal everything? So they're grabbing stuff. So you should also grab some stuff. Right? And whatever you'll get will be yours. So too also in tefillah. If Sahara tries to steal from us the whole tefillah, they try to grab away the tefillah from us. They're trying to steal the tefillah, grab everything away. Right? So, right, all kinds of bad thoughts and foreign thoughts. We can barely have kavana. And so just like he's stealing, I should also try to steal. Don't let him steal. Let me also try to steal a little bit of Dishman Esra. I should also try to have some kavana. So also buy Lashon Hara also. Let's say the Yitzhahara makes us speak Lashon Hara. So he's stealing from us. He's making us stealing all our words. He's stealing our power of speech from us. So don't just sit there and do nothing. We should also try to steal whatever we can. At least whatever we get, we'll gain. We won't lose. That's he said, just like by the tefillah. But that's what I'd say. A person should always fight their Yitzhahara on the Yitzhahara. Like the Fatim Kahala says, Emruach Hamash Ba'al Alecha. If the wind of the ruler, basically the ruler is taking you over, the guy is ruling you, don't move from your spot. Don't let him take you over. Don't just give up. At least if you feel he's taking you over, don't move from your spot. Oh, what about this that the Yitzhahara tells people that it's never possible to do Shmiras HaLashon 100%? What should we answer to the Yitzhahara? I'll tell you why you're working on it. You're never going to finish anyway. So what's your present answer? Would I deal in business like this? He says, let's say I was running to a business meeting. I had a meeting. I'm going to be late. I'm running there. I want to be on time. I had a meeting with Walmart. And I'm running. Let's say a guy laughs at me. He says, what are you running for? You look so funny. You're running. Would you stop running? You wouldn't stop running. Right? And let's say a guy starts making funny. Whoa, you think you're going to become so rich? You think you're going to become a big guy? You think you're going to become Bill Gates? You're running to a business meeting. You think you're so special? Right? So what are you going to tell the guy? So what? I can't be a millionaire. At least I'll try to make my business deal. And let me try to make the money that I can. Right? He says what? But just because I can't become a millionaire, I should just know, just do nothing? So if this is regarding something which is physical, the body which leaves, what about the nefesh? Right? Because I can't do this mitzvah altogether, I can't become perfect, then I can't become a millionaire in Shmiras HaLashon. I'm not going to become the Chavetz Chaim. I'm not going to become perfect. You're right, I'm not going to become a millionaire. So therefore, I shouldn't try to become, at least do what I can. Right? What's the Yitzhahara say? You're not going to do it anyway. What are you doing? What are you working so hard for? You're not going to become the guy who's not going to speak Lashon Hara. You're never going to become the Chavetz Chaim. I say, fine, I won't become a millionaire, but at least I'll become something. I'll do something about it. Say, just because I'm not going to become the Chavetz Chaim, I should give up such a high, lofty level forever. Just because I'm not going to become the Chavetz Chaim. Like, what it says in the Zohar, that one who watches their mouth and their tongue is going to be zaycha to Ruach HaKadosh. So it says in the Zohar, you want Ruach HaKadosh? So if someone, they guard their tongue, then they'll be zaycha to Ruach HaKadosh. Also, they'll be zaycha to bask in the light that's hidden for the tzaddikin that no malach could fathom. And it's brought out a sefer Reishis Chachma in the name of Maram Kodavero, that they saw a certain rabbi whose name was Shoshan Sodos, and they saw that every single hair from his beard, they saw him, he was nifter, he went to Shemayim, they saw that every hair in his beard was shining like a light. They say, you know why? Because he was careful never to speak Dvar Batel, never to just speak idle chatter. So Shemayim, he has such a big light on him, such a big light, every single hair in his beard was a shining light. So because of this, because I can't be perfect, that's why I'm not going to try to be careful with what I say, whatever I can, and it's not to be for the people who speak Lashon Hara, who Chazal say aren't going to be Kabbal Chay Shechina, they're not going to be able to come for Tchis HaMesin. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles. Kol Asher Timsi Yadcha B'Lasa V'Kachas. Whatever you could do, do it. Do whatever you could do, he says. Don't say, I can't do everything. He said, "Kol asher tivsa yadcha lasas, whatever you can find your hand to do, b'kai chazay, do it in your strength." To teach you that even if I think I can never complete something, I can never come to complete a certain act, a certain midah, do whatever you can. Chazal say, like we had the Gemara Makas, where we had this Gemara, it says, "Az yavlo Moshe shalish arim." Moshe made 3 arim miklats, right? Even though he wasn't going to be able to make all 6 arim miklats, camp refugee camps, because he wasn't going to Eretz Yisrael, and the other 3 were on the other side of the Yarden, and he wasn't going to make them. He did what he can. That even though, more than that, the 3 camps of refugee that were on his side, they weren't even going to take effect. They weren't going to use them even until all 6 are going to work together. Right? Remember that Gemara from last time around, Marcus? So it says that he knew he's not coming to Eretz Yisrael. Still, he said, "You know, let me do whatever I can." Even though it's only half the job, it's only 3 of them. They're not going to work anyway until the other 3 Ari Miklats are going to work. Like Rashi says over there, he's saying, "Let me do whatever I can. I'm not going to stay just not do something because there's no amount." Says you should know that everything that we're writing in this sefer, how that you have to be careful from lashon hara. This is all for someone who is in Am Yisrael, is part of your nation. But those people who are coming from the deniers of Hashem, even in one letter they make fun of Chazal. It's a mitzvah to make fun of them, so no one should learn from their ways. Like it says in Chavetz Chaim, Kol Ches Halachai. So the Chavetz Chaim's time is really dealing with his fierce battle to Maskilim. It's in the time of the Enlightenment. Saying over here, even though we're going to speak, the whole sefer has so bad to speak lashon hara. But I'm not talking about people who go against Hashem. People who deny Hashem, there's a mitzvah to tell everybody to stay away from. There's a mitzvah to speak lashon hara on those people. Baruch Hashem. So this is the end of the Akhtar. We're going to start the sefer tomorrow.
What page is it?
What?
What page is it, we kept it?
In this text, it's up to page 10.
So 7 to 10?
7 to 10. But it's basically finished the introduction. Basically, okay. The introduction. Until now, you could just label introduction.